Welcome back, Radio Laurier. If you're tuning in, my name is Jackson Wells, your station manager, and you're listening to our WLUSIP election season. With WLUSIP's annual general meeting around the corner, we, Radio Laurier, are offering the opportunity for our internal presidential candidate to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body, body at large. Joining us today is Serena Austin, running for president. How are you doing today, Serena?
Hi, thank you. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So, for those of you listening, I've already given Serena the rundown, but we'll ask her a couple fun icebreaker questions, and then we'll get down into the nitty-gritty of the presidential role. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So, my first icebreaker question will be share a description of your favorite physical object that you own.
Favorite physical object that I own. There are a few I think that I could choose, but last year I invested in a lava lamp and it has just really elevated my room. It's pink. I'm a pink girl. I love pink. And I just love to watch like how the lava forms. Like, how does it happen? I don't know, but it's very entertaining.
That's very exciting. I think that's a great addition to any home. And my next and I'd say final icebreaker question for you is if you could give your first year self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Wow. I don't know. I think maybe to not be so hard on yourself, to take it easy. I think in first year, coming off of like high school, it's such a different experience and like you can have such high expectations for yourself, but it is like kind of a culture shock. So I think definitely like ease into it. Don't expect everything right off the bat.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I would agree. It's not that big a deal. It's something that I would say to myself, even though sometimes it is. All
Yeah.
right. Thank you for getting the ball rolling. And now we'll hop into some more serious questions. So first one I've got for you is, can you please describe what you believe to be the role of WLUSIP's president and publisher?
So I believe the role of the president and publisher is to kind of be I guess like the face of WLUSIP. You're kind of like responsible for everything that goes on. So making sure that all of like the different departments and different branches are like in line with our values and our code of ethics and things like that. And also being available to help with like the more technical aspects of things, I think is also really important too.
Awesome. And I guess maybe the obvious question is, why do you want to have this role?
I've been working at the Sputnik and I guess with WLUSIP since like first year. So it feels a little bit natural to me at this point. It feels like a natural next step, but I have really enjoyed the experience of like being with the publications throughout like my whole time at Laurier and seeing how things have evolved. Like especially in my first year, we were able to print, but then throughout the pandemic, not being able to print and then getting back into that this year. So I think I really want to be a part of like that continuous growth.
Awesome. Thank you. And you've kind of already touched on this a little bit so far, but could you please speak to any experiences you might feel to be relevant both internally and externally?
So I am a digital media and journalism student on the Brantford campus. I love journalism. Honestly, like before I even started university, I was like, I'm gonna work at the paper, I'm gonna be editor in chief one day. And then once I was in first year, I started as a volunteer writer, moving on to social media and web manager for the Sputnik last year, and now editor in chief. So I've kind of been around in various roles and things like that. So I feel like I have at least a decent understanding of how things work around here, and especially like with the journalistic aspect from my degree. I'm really passionate about that, so that is super important to me.
Great, thank you. And Next one I got for you is, could you please describe what type of relationship you foresee between yourself and other people on an administrative end, specifically the executive director, finances, human resources?
That would have to be like a really, I don't know if tight-knit is the word, but like flowing like back and forth relationship, because those are all like really important pillars of LulUSIP, especially like the finance aspect. That's not necessarily something that I would feel super comfortable with dealing on my own. So I definitely want to keep everybody in the loop and making sure that we're all like on the same page with things. And if we're not, if by chance we're not on the same page, figuring out how we can come to a compromise that suits everyone best and like all of our publications and departments best.
Awesome, thank you. And what is the difference between equity and equality, and why does it matter in a position such as Willis President and Publisher?
The difference between equity and equality, equality is just equal, it's in the word, like everybody having the same. And I guess the difference with equity is that recognizing that not everybody needs the same. So taking into account like people's backgrounds and their strengths and where they struggle, where they have challenges, and how to best direct resources to those people that will actually be beneficial. So like not giving things to people that don't necessarily need them. And then the role of president and publisher, I think definitely like paying attention to our different publications. Like a lot of them have kind of a stronger foundation. Like, for example, the Blueprint only really got started back up this year. So I think that will definitely need like a bit more attention, and like resources towards that department.
Great, thank you. And this next question is probably right up your alley, but can you speak to the importance of editorial independence and how will you ensure that it continues with Wolusa?
It's really important to be able to produce work that is not like heavily influenced from outside factors. Obviously, we are like part of a university community, so it's important to not like damage those relationships unnecessarily, but it's really important to also make sure that we're spreading factual and truthful information that students need to know to be able to make informed decisions. And if we have to necessarily, I don't know, like if we have to accidentally, not accidentally, but not unintentionally paint somebody in like a way that they might not like, I think that's just part of journalism.
Awesome, thank you. Next question I got for you is, how can publications expand their reach with a minimal budget, and how will you help? And feel free to give any examples that come to mind.
One way I think that we could really expand our reach is by digging deeper into like our digital aspects. For example, I see a lot of like other student publications and even like legacy publications like Toronto Star and CB24 and things like that using TikTok in various ways, like from like man, not man on the street, but like person on the street interviews to like recounting information with like archival footage and things like that. I think we could really branch out that way because I know we have TikTok accounts, but we haven't really made use of them yet. And definitely making use of like social media more because if people are not like physically picking up our paper, and they don't follow us on social media, they're probably not going to know about us otherwise.
Totally. I agree. Thank you. Next one is, how will you continue to foster cross-publication collaboration? And feel free to provide any examples.
I really would love to see more cross publication between our, oh my gosh, cross publication between our publications. I think especially like to bridge the gap between like the Waterloo and the Brantford campus. I think if, say, every publication we have like an article that goes from each paper to the other to just say like this is what's hap this is a picture of what's happening on either campus for like the students who aren't there. To kind of keep people in the know, because I know it can feel like very isolated. The two campuses can feel very isolated, so I definitely would want to bridge that a little bit. And then even with like the blueprint, the Sputnik, for example, has like a creative section called the Infinitum. So I think if we were able to do like cross publication between the blueprint and the Infinitum, I think that would also be really great.
Awesome. And kind of following up off that point, well, LUSIP operates publications on both Waterloo, Brantford, and then multi-campus publications. How do you see collaboration going there, and kind of what are your goals in working with on two different campuses?
Yeah, that's a tough one because I know obviously like the Waterloo campus is the is much larger than the Brantford campus, but coming from the Brantford campus, I obviously have like a bit of a sweet spot in my heart for it. And I definitely want to see like going back to that equity versus equality, I want to see Brantford publications receive like equitable treatment and equitable when it comes to like resources and things like that. So I really do want to bridge that gap. I know you already said that, but I do think it's super important. And I know Brantford students do have a lot to say and a lot to contribute. So I definitely think we should be giving them a chance, especially even in the case of like Radio Laurier. Like, I know we've had some shows out of the Brantford campus, but they're not like recorded in-house in studio like that. So I think if we're able to like bring some of those same resources that we have on the Waterloo campus in the Waterloo office to Brantford, I think that would be really great.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Thank you. So the next one is kind of reflecting on this previous year. Could you please give a critique and a praise of the current Lucid president?
This year I think has been really great, especially like as I mentioned, the Sputnik last year was not, I think we only printed like on paper twice towards the end of the year. Everything else was just digital. So going into this year and being able to print every month has been like really big, and it's been, I think, probably like the biggest change that we've able to see like throughout like coming out of the pandemic. And I think that's made a huge difference in like seeing us get back on track to, I guess, where we were before. And we've also got some new assets like updates in our offices to our MacBooks, or not our MacBooks, but our iMacs, so that our staff are able to like come in office and do the work that they need to do if, for example, they don't have access to those resources like at home. So I think that has been really great in like making our offices a more like a more welcoming place to actually come and work.
Do you have any critiques?
Oh, critiques. Oh my gosh. Do I have any critiques? I don't know if this is necessarily a direct critique of our current president, but I think we would definitely do well to have like a more solid structure across all of our publications, like making sure that we start off with all of the roles filled that we need to have so that we're not scrambling when it comes around to production time every month. But I don't think that's necessarily a direct critique of her.
Great, thank you. So I got two more for you. The first one is considering that the role of president is multifaceted and you would oversee eight of the nine of LUSIP's publications, how are you at managing your time and establishing boundaries?
I think boundaries are super important. I try to set them for myself when it comes to like creating separation between like work and home personal life. So like if I'm receiving emails after like work hours, I'll say no, I'm not going to answer that until tomorrow. But I know in publishing that's not always possible. There are sometimes things that come up after hours, and that's totally okay. But I think how I deal with that is making sure that like all of my other time commitments are on track at least, so that I have time to deal with like any last minute things that may come up. I think I know myself pretty well and like how long it takes for me to get things done, and I'm pretty good at structuring out my week or my day to allow me to get what I want to get done.
Great. And last one I got for you today is, if elected, what are you looking forward to learning or experiencing during your term as president?
I'm really looking forward to learning more about like the behind the scenes. I don't know if that's the correct term, but like the behind the production aspect of publication. As I mentioned, I'm a journalism student, so that whole aspect is really interesting to me, and like getting to know, because I guess when I feel like when I really enter like the journalism field, I probably won't be in such a high position. So I feel like this is like a really great way to give me the insight that I'll need later on.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Now I guess I'll just give you some time if you have any like final comment or if you think I missed anything that you wanted to talk about today. Now's your chance.
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't
You don't
know.
have
I
to
guess
prepare,
there's
have a speech prepared or anything. I just want to give you space if you have anything you want to say.
Okay. I just want to say that I love LULUCP, and I've loved my experience like working within LULUCP and with student publications. And I would love to continue doing that. And for anybody who is interested in doing that themselves, I definitely think you should get involved because it's a great time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Serena, for your time. And for those of you listening, I encourage you to listen to any other interviews we may be doing, as well as attending our AGM, which I believe is tentatively on February 8th. But be sure to check out at WLUCIP on Instagram for any information about that. And you'll be able to hear about from other candidates for the board, as well as learn about the overall status of our organization and perhaps vote on some exciting changes. So, once again, Serena, thanks so much for your time, and you'll hear us on the next one.